This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sharbadur Deva says government is committed to holding upcoming local level elections in free and fair manner. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses need for collaborated efforts from state mechanism and society to eradicate women trafficking. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud arrives in Kathmandu for two-day official visit to Nepal. And Russian and Ukrainian representatives resume fourth round of talks amidst Russian bombardment. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbadur Deva says government is committed to holding the upcoming local level elections in free and fair manner. Inaugurating a newly constructed building for Kispang Rural Municipality in Nuwakot District today, Prime Minister Deva assured that the local level election scheduled for the 13th of May would be conducted successfully. On a different note, Prime Minister Deva reiterated that the recently ratified Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact has been in the welfare of the country. The Prime Minister also asked some leaders not to resort to double stands on MCC, irrespective of their position and the government's position and opposition. He also referred to the statement of the main opposition CPN-UML leader Bhim Rawal about the project. Leader Rawal has been protesting the project, calling it international. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for collaborated efforts from the state mechanism and the society to eradicate women trafficking. Speaking to the representatives of an organization working for the welfare of trafficked women at Sital Nivas today, President Bhandari said the issues of women trafficking should be addressed, taking it as a serious social problem. On the occasion, the representatives of Shanti Group urged the president to incorporate the issues of trafficked women in the President Women Upliftment Program. Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, has arrived in Kathmandu on a two-day official visit to Nepal. Secretary of Foreign Affairs Ministry Bharat Raj Podyal and high-level government officials welcomed the Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal at Tribhuvan International Airport this evening. Foreign Minister Prince Faisal is scheduled to pay separate courtesy calls on President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sharbadur Deva. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khatka will hold a meeting with the Saudi counterpart tomorrow. And Minister for Foreign Affairs Khatka will host a luncheon in honour of the visiting dignitaries. Jazeera Airways of Kuwait is to make its first commercial flight at Gautam Buddha International Airport. The airways has filed an application at the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, in order to conduct regular flights from the 22nd of May, coinciding the birth anniversary of Lord Gautam Buddha. Deputy Director General of CAN, Dev Chandralal Karna, said that the airways would operate Kuwait-Bhairawa-Kuwait direct flight on daily basis. The airways has now been operating the regular flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Basal has said that climate change risk management has gradually been a challenge for Nepal. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu today, Energy Minister Basal said the latest incident in the country suggests that the growing risk of climate change impact. She took time to insist on the quality and sustainability in the construction of hydropower projects. The Energy Minister also pledged that the ministry would act for drafting required policies and guidelines and cooperating with several bodies for the climate change risk mitigation in hydropower projects. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
श्रम ऐन 2074 पालना गरौं। श्रमिक, श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said that his party was mulling to go for the upcoming local level election by prioritizing coordination within the current coalition. Speaking to journalists at Thangadi Airport today, Chairperson Dahal said there was no doubt among the top leadership of the coalition parties to take forward the alliance. A two-day South Asian Regional Conference is going to be held from tomorrow in Kathmandu, aiming to create global solidarity to end all forms of violence and discrimination against women and girls. Speaking at a press meet in Kathmandu today, National Women's Commission Chairperson Kamala Prajuli said the conference would stress revealing different aspects of violence against women and girls, seeking ways to make violence-affected women's access to justice. Speaking at the same program, member of National Human Rights Commission Lily Thapa said the conference would be focused on finding global solution of violence against women and girls. The conference will be jointly organized by National Human Rights Commission, National Women Commission, among other organizations. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian and Ukrainian representatives are holding a fourth round of talks in a bid to end weeks of fighting. Ukraine says it will demand an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of Russian troops as a fourth round of negotiations resumed. It is believed that the renewed diplomatic talks might open the way for more civilians to evacuate. Meanwhile, the U.S. says Russia has asked China for military equipment to use its invasion of Ukraine. However, Russia has responded to the U.S. saying that it has not asked China for military assistance and that it has independent potential to continue its special operation in Ukraine. Meantime, Beijing on Monday accused Washington of spreading disinformation over China's role in Ukraine war. At least 53 people have died in western Ethiopia after an unidentified armed group attacked a civilian convoy and its military escort in a region plagued by ethnic violence. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission said on Sunday that the previously unreported attack occurred on the 2nd of March in Metikal region. It also reported that 20 soldiers and 3 civilians were killed in the ambush, while 30 attackers died during the day-long gun battle that followed. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says government is committed to holding upcoming local level elections in free and fair manner. President Biddadevi Bhandari stresses need for collaborated efforts from state mechanism and society to eradicate women trafficking. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud arrives in Kathmandu for two-day official visit to Nepal. And Russian and Ukrainian representatives resume fourth round of talks amidst Russian bombardment. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.